Well, good morning, folks.
Good morning, Pastor Jim.
Thanks for coming out, and we are looking forward to a great day, the whole of the day today, our worship service in an hour. But first, we have the opportunity to have Pastor Minsu here bringing a presentation to us, and we're excited about that. And we're going to open in a psalm, and my understanding is what he's going to bring to us is related to the psalms in the sense that psalms are things not only to be sung, but psalms can be things that are prayed as well. And so I thought it would be good for us to, if there is ever a psalm that is about the Messiah coming, the birth of Jesus Christ and his significance in the world, it's Psalm 72. So let's stand together and we'll sing Psalm 72. Season. Thank you for bringing us to this season and this time of year where we have opportunity to prepare and to meet and to greet and to celebrate and to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you to go before us for the whole of this day in service and celebration. We ask that you would bless us in this Sunday school hour and be near to Pastor Minsu as he comes and shares this study for us here this hour. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Good morning. Thank you for giving me opportunity to share what I have experienced in gospel in front of you. Let me start with this picture. What happened? My son Yu-chan, he got baptism 2 weeks ago. It reminded me of the first time I met Jesus Christ. When I was 12, I went to a retreat for the first time. There were over 2,000 middle and high school students there. It lasted for 4 nights and 5 days. Every night after speaking, we had a prayer meeting. You know, we had a Korean-style prayer meeting. You may wonder what the Korean-style prayer was. It is as in the following, after the leader told us the prayer request, and then everyone called the Lord 3 times, very loudly, like, Lord, 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 in Korean, Jia, Jia, Jia. It seems that you don't understand what I'm doing. Anyway, they spoke up and cried out, Lord, Lord, Lord. I was not in Pentecost, I was Presbyterian. So imagine that around 2,000 people were crying out, around me. And I was just 12. It was the first time. They freaked me out. So it sounds ridiculous. I felt hell when they prayed. The thing was, the next night I had a prayer meeting again. So I had to do that. When they cried out again, I thought that the real hell would be even more terrible. Suddenly, I thought that. I had heard about the hell, but I was serious about it for the first time that night. I had come to the conclusion that no matter how much I thought, I could not go to heaven by my own strength. And I remembered Acts chapter 16, verse 31. And they said, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. Holy Spirit made me confess like this. Yes, I believe in you. You came to earth and died and rose again for me. Jesus, you are my Savior and you are my Lord. So, you know what? When I repented of my sin and accept Jesus, I started to cry out. So I was in the same place as yesterday, but hell turned to the heaven because Jesus came to me. From then on, I have walked with Jesus. Today, I would like to introduce one of the ways of walking with Jesus. It's a prayer. Everyone knows that prayer is very precious, but those who spend precious time in prayer are rare. This is our reality. Some people say that it's too hard to pray more than 5 minutes. In this case, they need to know whether they are misunderstanding the prayer. Prayer is not a time to talk about my needs alone. Prayer is the time to hear and share God's story in my life and in our community. Have you ever heard C.S. Lewis? He said, "At the moment when I thought I was looking for Christ, I was only a person found by Christ." Again, "At the moment when I thought I was looking for Christ, I was only a person found by Christ." Not me-centered, but Jesus-centered. I would say that prayer is the time I am found by God. So, how can we be found by God when we pray? Prayer, the Psalms. This is what I am going to tell you. When you learn prayer, the best source is the Bible. And the Psalms are most recommended. We are so familiar with Psalms. You know, we sing Psalms. When you praise God, we sing Psalms. Psalms have many faces. They are words of God, books for worship, hymns, and prayers. Let's talk more about it. The Psalms are words of God. Why don't you think about babies? You know, we have James and Yu-Chan here. Babies begin to learn the language by mimicking what the parents say. That's why James started to speak in English while Yu-Chan is a beginner in Korean. They have different language teachers, right? So I want to ask a question. Who is your spiritual language teacher? Do you take the words of God in your own words when you pray? Yes, you do. When you pray the Psalms. Psalms, on the other hand, are very similar to our situation and emotions of prayer. What you want to ask in praying is that it is in the Psalms. As Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, "For the words of God is living and active." When you pray the Psalms, God leads us to the best time and the best place He has planned for us. Sometimes His best is not the best for us. But remember, He is a creator and our Father. So He knows us better than ourselves. He will answer our prayers in His time, as He had previously answered King David and other authors of the Psalms. So how to pray? So when I was in high school, my youth pastor recommended like this. If you read 5 chapters per day, you can read the entire Psalm once a month. So I followed him. But the thing was that the verse of each chapter was very different. For example, let's take a look at chapter 117. You don't have to find it. Yeah, I can read that. "Praise the Lord, all nations. Exalt him, all people. For great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endure forever. Praise the Lord." The end. It has just 2 verses. Okay? It's over. But you will see soon chapter 109. 19 yet. It has 176 verses. So I found the reasonable schedule. Here it is. Yeah. That's my schedule. The chapters you need to read in a day is divided into two parts. So you can read them in the morning and in the evening. You can open and close your day with the prayer, the Psalms. So you can, I printed them, so you can have that. Let me tell you how to pray now. So let's say today is January 4th. So as soon as you get up, read Psalm chapter 19, 20, and 21 in succession. You know, the fourth, you can see that. But in the morning, 19, 20, 21. And in the evening, 22 and 23rd. Yeah, you can follow that. So in the morning, you can read Psalms chapter 19, 20, and 21. You do better speak up so that you can hear your voice in your ears. Read them at least three times. It is a prayer to read the Psalms loudly with all your heart. So I also want you to find words or praises or whole verses that strike your heart. They can be found during your reading or after reading. Now it's time to pray the Psalms in your words. So I recommend you write them down, your prayers. So are you following me? So let me give you an example, my example. It was September 11th. So in the morning, I read 56, 57, and 58. So my main words was, praise was, my heart is fixed. It's from 57, verse 7. I prayed like that. With my heart is fixed. O merciful God, I remember David. He praised you when he fled from Saul in the cave. Although he had no change of circumstances, he kept singing and giving praise that his heart was fixed. O God, I can't fix my heart. Too many things tempt me and trick me. There's nothing I can handle my own strength. I only put my trust in you. Oh, my Lord, you are the only one who fixes my heart in your way. Please let me see what you show today. Please hold me tight so I do not fall into small temptations. I want to walk with you all the time. This is just one example. You do not have to be tied to this format. Whatever the form, what matters is that the Word of God must be center of your prayer. I remember it was 5 years ago when I ministered in Korea, one sister came and talk to me. He was betrayed by a close friend. So she said she could not sleep at all because of anger. So what could I have done for her? So I recommended prayer, the Psalms. At the first time, it was not easy to just read Psalms for her because of anger. But when she read chapter 22, God touched her heart. And in chapter 23, she confessed that, I shall not eat want because the Lord is my shepherd. You know what? One of our joys is to see what God is doing. When you pray, especially when you pray psalms, we can glorify God and fully to enjoy Him forever. The Christmas is coming. When Christmas comes, we expect gifts, right? Gifts are good for us, but why don't you expect God Himself more than gifts from Him? God is great for us. Amen. So now we have a workshop, you know? So today is, you know, 22nd. So in the morning, so why don't you? So we are supposed to read, Ing has that, papers. We are supposed to read Psalm 110 to 113. So I chose one of them, is 113. So if you need pen, so please raise your hand. Joshua already prepared pen. So we have chapter 113. So we are going to read loudly three times all together. And then you can find the main words or verse among them. Okay? Everyone is ready? Yeah, let's start to read.
Praise the Lord.
Praise all servants of the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
From this time forth and forevermore.
From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same day,
the Lord's name is to be praised.
The Lord is high above all nations, and His glory above the heavens.
Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who humbleth Himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. He raised up the poor out of dust, and lifted the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He made the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
One more time.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and His glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who humbles Himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. He raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that He may set him with princes, even with the princes of His people. He made the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
One more time.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and His glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbles Himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. He raised up the poor out of the dust, and lifted the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
I give you 5 minutes, so you can find the main words or verse, and then you can write down your prayer with your own words. Okay, you don't have to finalize right now. So just, yeah. So is there anyone who wants to share your main words or your prayer?
Lord, you're above all things, all the time, and all places.
Oh, yeah. Anyone want to share? Yeah, Pastor Chief.
Praise ye the Lord. Blessed be and praise your name forever. Lift us up. Help us to be princes. Help us to keep house. And to do so joyfully, praise ye the Lord.
Amen. So anyone? Yeah.
I praise you, Lord, for you are holy and blessed. We praise you forever and ever, from morning to evening. You raise us up from dust.
My name is, thank you for coming to the earth. You became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Thank you for that. Yeah.
O Lord, my Father in heaven, may your name be hallowed in all your creation, for you created all. There is none like you. You brought yourself low to show us our meanest state, but also to raise us up to you through the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus, the Christ, our Lord and Savior. Thank you for freeing us from our sin and promising us eternal life with you. Amen.
Okay, so I give you one tip. I set up the schedule in my phone, so whenever I turn on my smartphone, I have to see, the schedule. So it's so helpful to remind, our prayer. Okay. Thank you for listening, and I close, with my prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace and love. Thank you for giving us your words. We want to praise you. We want to lift you up forever. Please help us to keep praying in your embrace. In your name, in Jesus' name, amen.